We're discussing a couple of days ago of Moshe Feinstein's tshuva, where he writes that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not simply to learn, but is also a mitzvah that one must know Torah. One must amass as much knowledge of Torah as possible. One must learn Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. One has to do one's utmost to master all of Torah. And one of the rayas that Rav Moshe brings is the fact that the Gemara in Mesachas Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes tells us that one who forgets some of his learning is in violation of an Isser Lav Min HaTorah. Kol HaMeshakeach Dover Echad Mitalmudo Over Belav. Mishnah Perek Yavos as well, Perek Gimel. Kol HaShokeach Dover Echad Mimishnoso Ma'ale Olav HaKosuv Kilo Meschayev B'Nafsho. One who forgets one item of his learning, it is as serious as if one is liable with one's own life, literally translated. And the Mishnah and the Gemara both cite the pasuk Hisham Alecha or Shmor Nafshecha Me'od Pentishkach Esad Devarim Asher Ro'einecha. Be very careful not to forget that which you saw at Har Sinai. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah, in explaining the Mishnah, Perkei Avos notes that we're not talking about somebody who forgets because as he's older, his memory isn't as sharp as it used to be, or for other reasons beyond his control. That's not what we're talking about. But nonetheless, the Gemara and the Mishnah are both emphasizing how important it is to avoid forgetting even one element of one's Torah learning. And this is reflected in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simen Resh Mem Vav. Whereas on the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam do not quote this Lav Min HaTorah. It's not listed in the Rambam's 613 mitzvos. But at the same time, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam both write, Ad Emosai Chayev Lilmod. To what extent is one obligated to learn? Ad Yomoso, until the day a person dies, one has an obligation to learn, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes this pasuk, Penyasuru milvavcha koyimei chayecha. One must ensure that he never forgets that which he's learned throughout his life. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, V'chozman shlo yasek v'torah, hu shokheach. If you're not going to continuously, constantly learn, you're going to forget, by definition. If you don't review, you're going to forget. So the obligation to review and to learn is constant, remains in place until the last day of one's life, because if one is not going to learn, one is going to forget. And that is why we discussed a few days ago, the Rambam writes that a person is supposed to initially divide his learning time into three parts: time for Mikra, time for Mishnah, time for Gemara. And then once he learns through all of that, then he's supposed to just set aside time, enough time to review each component of that limud such that he should not forget. Now there is a chiddush quoted in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin, as quoted in Keser Rosh, was of the opinion that this Isser Lav that one violates if one forgets Torah learning was relevant in the early days of our Mesorah, when they learned Baal Peh. When everything was transmitted Baal Peh, okay, well then I understand very well why forgetting something is a violation of an Isser Lav, because people forget, you're going to lose the Mesorah, right? So of course you have to remember. But the Chaim Volozhin apparently feels that nowadays that we have Sfarim to learn from, even Torah Shabbat Peh has been committed to writing, this Isser Lav does not apply. Whereas others, such as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, are of the opinion that no, if one forgets an element of one's Torah learning, even nowadays, granted you can then consult the Svarim and review, but it's too late, you violated the Lav already before you get to that Sefer. The moment you forget, you're in violation of the Lav, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Well, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav concedes that the Rambam doesn't quote this as a Lav. He argues that perhaps when the Mishnah speaks of the law that one violates by forgetting, it's really part and parcel of the mitzvah saseh, to continuously learn so that one doesn't forget. It's not a law, it's an assay to learn so that one doesn't forget. But be that as it may, certainly Chazal took this very, very seriously, which gives rise to a very fascinating discussion in Poskim. The Gemara in Horios, as an example, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, tells us that Tana Rabbanan Chamisha Dvarim Mishakchem Es Alimun. There are five different things that will cause one to forget his learning. One example is Haragil Bezesim, one who is accustomed to eating olives. Now, what defines Ragil Bezesim, I don't know, but one who is accustomed to eating olives. The Gemara says that's something which is going to cause one to forget one's limud. Is this more in a segula sort of sense? Perhaps. I don't know if science has ever drawn a parallel or association between one's memory capacity and one's eating of olives. I don't know. Perhaps at the very least in a segula sort of way, the Gemara is associating one who's ragil bezesim with a propensity to forget one's learning. The Gemara says, Yesh omrim af hemeniach kelov tachas merashosav, perhaps even someone who puts his clothing under his head, I guess when he lies down. But there are these mamar chazal that speak of these activities that are likely to cause one to forget one's learning. Or look in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim. Although I don't think the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Gemara about one who's ragil bezesim as being likely to forget his learning, but in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simin Dalid, when the Shulchan Aruch tells you the activities that require one to wash his hands afterwards. So the Shulchan Aruch says, for example, as we know, one who leaves the bathroom has to wash his hands. One says, the Shulchan Aruch adds, one who takes off his shoes, because he touched the dirty shoes when he took the shoes off, has to wash his hands. One who scratches his scalp has to wash his hands. One who trims his fingernails has to wash his hands. And a list here in Shulchan Aruch of that which requires Ntilas Yadayim. And the Shulchan Aruch then says, one who performs one of these activities and doesn't wash his hands, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he'll forget his learning. So writes the Shulchan Aruch here in Simin Dalet Sif Yud Ches. So there are these various references in Gemara Harios, in Shulchan Aruch even, to these activities that Chazal felt were likely to bring about one forgetting his learning. Which then leads to the very fascinating question. The Mishnah Novus we quoted before says that one who forgets his learning is in violation of an Isser Lav. And the Mishnah says, Yochal afilo takva lav mishnaso, if he, due to reasons beyond his control, forgot, that's not a violation. He's only chayev, he's only in violation if he's misirem milibo, if he actively causes himself to forget, which perhaps means by neglecting reviewing altogether. Or, and this is what's interesting, is that some posts can discuss what happens if somebody performs some of these activities that Chazal tell you are likely to cause shikha. Is that a violation of this Maimer Chazal? And when I first came across this idea, I was somewhat startled. I never would have thought that eating olives on a regular basis, okay, I knew that the Gemara speaks of, perhaps in a segula dika way, that this is not conducive to remembering, it's likely to cause forgetfulness. But then I came across in Sefer Shmiras HaGufa Nefesh, where the author writes that he heard from Rav Shmuel First of Chicago, who heard from his Rebbe of Moshe Feinstein, who quoted his father, Reb David Feinstein, who heard firsthand from the Aruch HaShulchan, Chil Michal of Navardik, Chil Michal Epstein of Navardik, that the Aruch HaShulchan said that all of these activities that Chazal speak of as being kasha l'shikcha, even though it's just a segula, that's why it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch perhaps, at least the ones in Horias Daf Yud Gimel, but nonetheless, it's possible it's included in the Isser d'Oraisa of Hisham Lecha Pentishkach, and therefore Ein L'Zalzal Behem. Don't just be dismissive when it comes to these kinds of activities. Fascinating citation, again quoted in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe it's included in this Isser of Hisham Lecha Pentishkach. Al kein ein lezalza behem. I thought that was pretty astounding. And then, both in this sefer here, Shmiras Hagufa HaNefesh, as well as in Sefer Pesachim V'Tshuvos on Yerodeah, Siman Reish Mem Vav, they both cite of Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvos Van Hagas, Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel. Moshe Sternbach says, I heard in the name of the Chazon Ish, that because the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Dalet, if one fails to wash in Tassadam when he's obligated to do so, so if he's a Talmud Chacham, Talmud Mishtakech, will forget his learning. Therefore, says the Tshuvos Van Hagas, quoting the Chazon Ish. It sounds like he heard it in the name of Chazon Ish, not directly. Chazon Ish apparently said that if one therefore is not careful to wash his hands when he's supposed to, he is in violation of this law of Eshamar Pentishkach, because he's actively causing himself to forget. So again, I thought it was a fascinating chiddush, but quoted now apparently both the name of the Aruch HaShulchan and the name of the Chazon Ish, certainly food for thought.